Hey everyone, it's me, Pink Cloud. Monday, the 15th. We have a hell of a lot in store. And get ready for the ride.
We also want to mention that it is Martin Luther King Day. This episode of AM's Depressing Codes, the Satirically Challenged Show, is dedicated to him, but it's also dedicated to the people who fight for freedom. And we all fight for freedom. So, without further ado, I think we should begin.
Yeah.
Right, Pink Hood? I think
yeah.
So.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
hell yeah, so let's get ready for
Redhead?
Quiz!
I still can't see anything. We're still inside the safe.
I can't see anything either. I mean, it's all fucking pinkish and stuff like that. Is Pink Hood? What are you doing here? I mean,
hey, Pink Hood? Where you from?
Yeah,
been away.
No. How did you get inside here?
What did he do? You did a magic trick?
You did a magic trick. Did you play Christ or something like that? I mean,
I don't think so.
It's fucking freezing in here. It is freezing. The bank shuts off the security. I mean,
maybe I just worked a little of tricks.
What
tricks? What are you talking about?
I got through the ventilation system.
The ventilation system?
Yeah.
What do you mean got through? Where's Green Hood?
Should be coming along.
He's coming. Should be coming along. Look, where can somebody light a match? Do you have a match?
I found the match somewhere. Oh, here it is.
Where?
Is this a lighter?
It can't be a lighter.
I just remember I had a flashlight inside my pocket. I'll take it out.
Okay. If we could. The battery's dead, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's dead.
The batteries. You didn't charge your battery, didn't you? You didn't charge your battery.
I should have gotten another battery replacement.
You should have gotten a replacement. Oh my god, we're gonna be down here ages if somebody doesn't find us. I mean, God.
Let's just keep knocking on the door until someone hears us.
Okay, so your solution is to knock on the door.
Give me that. Oh,
what was
snap.
That? What was that?
Definitely sounded like a door of some kind.
God?
Okay. God, if you're there, can you speak to us? Is there some divinity in safe boxes? Is there some divinity in safe boxes?
Some kind of a noise came from somewhere.
Okay. Right.
Of that, we're explosion.
Right. Right now, we're not talking about it. Greenhood!
The fuck?
Greenhood?
What's up, guys?
Okay, okay. How did you get here?
Well, it's a fun story, you know. So, here's the deal. I was chilling at the bar, right? And someone started talking about this book online, and it was about Trump, and it was, like, the bestseller. So I was like, holy heck, I need to go to the Barnes & Noble. So I go all the way to fucking Barnes & Noble, and this dude is the last one. And
wait,
I bought this motherfucker for this book.
So, last one. You got the last one.
I got the fucking shit rocks for me. But yes, I did. I got the last fucking book.
Okay, what does it say? What does it say? What's it say? Okay, spell it. What does it say?
Fire and Fury by Dot. Where the
sounds
fuck
like
am
fucking
I?
Sounds like brimstone to me. What?
So,
is it with you?
Huh?
Wait, is this hell?
Is this hell?
No. It's colder than a witch's tit after a red-eye flight.
Okay, so
I get to spend quality time with the man behind the brand and below the hair.
Donald Trump, and that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
Because of my genius, okay?
I love the Mexican people because more people are in this country right now illegally than ever before.
Because of my genius, okay?
I love the Mexican people. I will build a better wall, and I'll build it for cheaper, and Mexico will pay, if that's your next question.
Yeah, how do you get Mexico to pay?
Because I love the Mexican people.
They're not sending you that have lots of problems. They're not sending you. They're bringing drugs. They're not sending you. They're bringing crime. They're not sending you. They're rapists. They're sending people at the border.
Is
they're laughing at us at our stupidity.
Because of my genius, okay?
And these...
Is that the book is about? Or about?
Is that what it's about?
Yeah,
is that what
that's
it's
exactly
about?
What this fucking... Okay, oh, seriously, guys, you have no idea what the fuck I just went through, okay? After... dealing with this guy, I got thrown in an insane asylum. I ran out. Seriously, why am I even here? Where did I come from? Where are we?
We're in the middle.
We're apparently in a safe.
In a safe. We need to get out of here.
We were stuck in the safe. Let's both.
Okay. We.
If a all door is now. Well, I'm sure if we just push on the vault door, it should open.
Well, where's the fucking flashlight? I can... What the fuck was that?
Okay, right. That's an opening.
Door is opening.
Okay, that's an opening. We should get going.
I think we need to get out of here and gone.
Right. Okay. I'm not feeling
right.
Too good, man.
And we'll talk about this on the way. So,
Hold on. I need some help here.
What?
My ass is full of tranquilizer darts. I need help.
Grace.
Help me.
How did you get tranquilized?
I was in an asylum for a bit. I don't remember why. I think it had something to do with this book.
Okay, maybe, maybe you were the one who stole the last copy and they thought you had the original copy when you had the last copy on Earth. Makes sense.
Oh my gosh, what if that's totally true?
It could be.
I'm going to take a nap now.
No, you're not. You're going to come down.
Oh, okay.
You're going to come with us. You got to come with us.
Okay, I'll go with you. Lead the way.
Yeah. Okay, and while you're coming down the hall with us, we'll pull out the tranquilizer darts.
In the meantime, let's go get a couple of drinks.
Yeah, because we will need that.
Yep.
So, okay. Apparently, So you got the last copy, but apparently all this time it's been a span of a week, maybe?
Not even?
Not. It seems like a week. If you're locked up in a cell or a...
It would be more than a week at that point.
No, it was a bouncy room.
Oh.
A bouncy room.
Like a bouncy castle?
Yeah, it was like white room, bouncy pads everywhere.
Okay.
I couldn't move my arms, man. They had me in a weird jacket.
Okay.
Couldn't move my arms. Seriously,
you know those
are
illegal, right?
You don't know the half of it, man.
Okay, so just continue. Okay, so if this has something to do with that orange-haired fellow who runs the fucking country now, we're going to get him.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great
time. He's told.
We're going to have a good time with the good old orangutan.
If this book is what we think it is, then, yeah, he's definitely going to be in the corner trying to himself.
Well, maybe he should.
I'm sure he's going to be crying suddenly, sir.
I mean, come to think of it, he should have tranquilized himself. Then the whole of the United States would have said,
"Yeah,
oh, thank God we're at peace."
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
thank
your
you very much. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing. You lose.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. These guys got any water on
you? Isn't his lawyer kind of?
Isn't his lawyer kind of screw
people from?
No, no. He has several lawyers. He has several hundred lawyers trying to screw everyone
yeah.
in the White House. And a separate press call for each person.
Rich people, man.
Rich people, exactly. They don't know the half of it. Do that.
But not so, I mean, to be completely honest, I'm shocked to tell you, I think Donald Trump actually started a book club because of this shit. But that's just from what I'm hearing, though.
Wait, please. That's not like Oprah starting her own book club, right? In the 90s, she had her own book club, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember her having a book club.
Right.
She did. It was a
she
big
did.
Book club.
She did. Right. Is this like the ultra-right wing kind of thing? You know, where everything doesn't make sense and everything's dystopian, so it doesn't really matter?
Think so.
Sounds about right.
I mean, just like in you know, right now, in you know, other parts of the world, you have, at least in Britain, have you know, the Prime Minister fighting, well, not the Prime Minister, the Mayor of London. There's a parliament inquiry of, despite the claims of Whitehall playing a binder and explaining the fact that Jeremy Corbyn is backed by candidates who swept the NSC election. But, and then today, unbeknownst to me, I just heard the Cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan died. But the fact is that...
I'm sorry, but I have to just actually honestly stop and say, who?
The Cranberries, you know.
No, we don't know.
Never heard of
the Cranberries. Who the fuck are the Cranberries?
The Irish singer who was
in
the Cranberries.
Irish.
Zombie Linger.
She passed away.
Oh, well.
She passed
bless
away.
Bless her soul, but I still have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
Not
am I the only one on this podcast who the Cranberries are?
I think you might be.
With, yeah, you know.
Her name was
Dolores. As far as it, you know, as far as it, kind of, matters, you know.
I'd sing a verse, but then I'd have to pay somebody. I don't feel like doing that tonight.
No, we're not
doing
that.
No, we don't.
But what green? What
darts,
is it?
Darts hurt butt.
Your darts hurt your butt.
Darts
well, you shouldn't have gotten stabbed with the darts, shouldn't you? I mean, Jesus.
How did you?
Like,
So what?
Was it all hell breaking loose?
Yeah, did they kill you because... Did they try to kill you because of the book? Was it like a secret conspiracy because of the book?
I don't know. I think so. I can't tell you, man. I feel really weird right now.
Okay. All right. So, as far as we know, so let's recap.
Okay.
We were in a safe. We were all in a safe.
Okay, now I have to stop you all right there, bro. Why the fuck are you all in a safe to begin with?
We're trying to get some gold.
Right.
And somehow we thought it would be a great idea for us to play inside the safe.
Oh. Okay. And let me guess.
Everything is that cool that we're making some kind of a statement. Something with the whole world.
Wait.
We're inside the safe. We're rebels.
We're
out here to get
we're rebels, exactly. We're rebels. Rebels for a cause. You know that movie, right? Rebels for a cause. Rebel.
Yeah.
Rebel.
I'm just a rebel without a clue.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah. So, we were in the shaft because we protested too much. That's why.
You guys and your protestings get in trouble.
It always gets us in trouble. What are you talking about?
Then again, I always get in trouble. I just got shot in the ass for fuck's sake.
Yeah, you got shot in the ass by a
big
dude.
But I got the book.
Yes.
But you got the book.
I got the book.
Exactly.
You're a saint, you know that? For getting the book.
Oh, please do not call me a saint ever again.
No. He's not insane, Driz. He's actually right. I mean, he's actually right, you know, for getting the book.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know...
You guys aren't going to make me go to church now, are you?
When we're going to make... Driz.
Yeah.
Driz. Should...
Don't you think about it.
We shouldn't go to church. Okay.
I will, like, go up and fly. I feel really weird.
Okay, so...
What else is going on, guys?
We have to figure out how the good old person, crazy man in chief, create a book club. That's
Yeah. How? Maybe he did it with the help of Steve Bannon's slaves. I'm thinking.
Very true.
You know, Bannon
very possible.
Has his, you know, Milo, whatever his name is.
Yannin-Napalakalopoulos.
Yeah, Smigalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal
suggested.
No, maybe he suggested. Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
You know.
Not to mention that the author is getting a hell of a lot of press, even when he didn't want it, all because the little Bibby was getting upset.
Well, yeah.
Oh, the little baby.
I mean, in a way, yeah.
He does sound like it.
he's the epitome of a child.
Oh, wait, he wouldn't be a child. Children at least know better.
Oh, fuck, I hope so.
I mean, you know, it's, I think, pretty funny how you can create a Book of the Month club when...
when you get mad at books.
Well, yeah. When you get mad at books.
That's a little ironic.
And of your own wrongdoings, and then somebody releases a book about you and you can't handle that.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You make bed, you lie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I guess it's funny. You know, it's funny because it's true, but also it's sad. That means he probably has no other interests except how to make America great again.
Or not.
Meanwhile.
Not making America great again.
Exactly.
What I meant was make America great again for me.
No, but he doesn't take your individual consideration into, you know,
like,
being.
I remember.
Make
a
America
bit.
Great again
yeah.
for me. No, not you. Me.
No, not you. Me. Practically.
Me.
That kind of
that dude was big.
What dude? What are you talking
what?
About?
What?
The dude I
what
fought
dude?
The books for. He had like a tattoo on his face and he was a super big dude. His voice was really high pitched. It was kind of funny actually.
So he sounded like Mickey Mouse even though he was big as...
He was big as a barn. He had a tattoo on his face, but his voice was really high-pitched.
Big as a barn. Really
high-pitched. He was also black.
Okay.
I think he only hit me once.
Okay.
Okay.
He hurt.
I bet it did.
His tattoo was really cool, though.
What was it of?
Holy fuck, it was Mike Tyson.
Oh!
So Mike Tyson was beating the living shit out of you. Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's a crazy man. He bit of Vander Holyfield's ear.
Oh.
In a bit of rage.
Hey guys, I got the book from Mike Tyson. What's up?
Wait a second. So...
Why does nobody have a flashlight on here? You know what? Let me just use my phone.
Because Driz's phone ran out of battery. That's why.
Well,
we don't have a
You know what? Here's a flashlight. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right, now. How in the world... So, we got that, right?
Yes.
But, I guess, why we're kind of confused is... Okay, so, with all this book shit happening, right? And they're all crazy about the book, right? Why would you send in the clowns over a book?
Who knows?
Doesn't make sense to me.
Nope.
At all.
Not.
Makes no sense. But
you're asking the wrong person.
Weren't you
reading
something about, like, how disabilities aren't always obvious?
Yeah. Well, sounds about right. Yeah.
That's why you just go by the old motto and you never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think it's that easy.
No, it's really not.
It's not easy. Hard.
Nah, judge a book by its cover in this case.
No. In this case, we can judge the book by its cover.
The details are right there. Yeah,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not called Fire and Fury for nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, when it gives a full expose of the Orange Bastard.
No, Mr. Wolf knows the way.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He knows the way.
He knows the way. He knows the way, and he knows a lot more than that.
As I said, he knows the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he knows the way to nowhere.
He knows the way to nowhere, but...
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us into this. Why? Fact is that, yeah, we on this podcast, yeah, we have invisible disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But they always say don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
But what are you doing when you judge a person with a mental health issue? You're doing exactly that.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And and honestly, we've experienced Red Hood haven't we experienced it at certain events.
What events are you talking about, Pinkwood?
Or at least James and Allison have. Depending on...
Yeah. They have. We haven't. We've been in the shadows,
right.
Remember?
Yeah. Yes.
And there
tends to be clicks.
The what?
Tends to be cliques when it comes to different...
But there are always cliques. That's the thing.
There's always going to be cliques everywhere you go.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Even in medical centers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are cliques. There are cliques that, you know, some who don't even know that they're in a mental insane asylum. Or a mental hospital. Sorry, mental hospital.
I think I was in the fucked up ward.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As I said, it was a really fun night. Can we seriously pull these out of my ass now?
They could do the honors.
So, in light of... There's... Now, an article has come out of articles have come out saying that good old Kentucky, amongst other states, are now trying to make, or at least the AT&T is now trying to make it harder for those to have access to social services like Medicaid. And if they're working, it would put them in jeopardy.
Okay, here's a stupid question. You want to hear a stupid question? Driz, Greenhood, even though you have stuff in your ass, how do you get off of, how does one get off of Social Security?
This is not for Social Security. This is Medicaid. So any services that involve going to hospitals, getting access to those Medicare, Medicaid programs. If you're working, there would be, this change would ultimately cause disastrous effects.
Because
it would cut off lower income families and people who rely on Medicaid for healthcare access.
America great again by doing that, please. Making America worse. Again, it's more like
I mean, making America worse, sure. I mean, I suppose that's why they had the red hats to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, well...
Cutting the Medicaid and any other program that has to do with health and with people getting their financial assistance, you're basically just taking their rights, their financial rights to help it make this country what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Taking away insurance, taking away programs that deal with Medicaid. That's not the way to do it. That's not how to make America great again.
Right. But he claims that he's a genius. Now, how would a genius, right? How would a genius begin to take away Medicaid?
They wouldn't.
Because they wouldn't.
You realize who else called himself a genius?
Is he a fucking orangutan?
Homer Simpson.
Oh, right!
Homer Simpson. Oh my word, really?
Remember when Homer said he was smart after graduating from college and he got his degree?
That's what I was saying, like...
I am smart. S-M-R-T.
M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
I am smart. You are dumb.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
Yeah, S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T, not S-M-R-T.
A better president than Trump.
I think at this point, anyone will be a better president than him.
I think anyone...
Anybody else.
Anybody with a brain.
Except Mike Pence.
Oh, no. No. Don't go there. Because we're being serious right now.
Which we are.
Which we're being funny about it, too. But we're being serious right now. If this orange-haired fool has proved anything, is you don't have to have a brain to be president.
No. I am officially running for the 2020 presidency, everybody. It's going to be a cakewalk. We're going to do good. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do it.
Change.
Shit's going to be awesome.
Well,
I can promise that. Go for the new 2020.
Okay. Green Hood. If shit is going to be awesome, then what would make it more awesomer? What would make it more awesomer?
What would make it more awesomer?
Yes.
I'll figure that out.
I have an answer.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Employing this entire team as your running mates.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That is what would make it.
Or have an overrun.
Oh, yeah. Overrun would be great.
Did you guys listen to the speech that she made in the Academy Awards last weekend?
Yeah.
She made a strong speech regarding how women can bring about change in today's culture and environment.
Dude, I would totally vote for Oprah to be president, just saying.
Well, that to me is presidential material.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
But at the same time, I would totally vote for The Rock as well. Let's be real.
Well, The Rock is humble.
They have back of down on everyone.
How would The Rock run for president? That's my question. I'm not questioning...
The same way Trump did.
Yep.
He just fucking does.
The Rock does what The Rock wants to do.
Yeah.
The Rock doesn't care what people think. Maybe that's going to make him a bad president. Hold on.
Rock. If you smell what the President Rock is cooking.
Can you smell what the president is cooking?
I'm cooking jambalaya. Does anybody want some?
Get some of that sweet jambalaya.
Yeah. From the Executive White House Kitchen. We know what you want when you want it. Let's go! Yeah, right.
Hey.
I'm making jambalaya. What about you? What do you think?
I will give the people's elbow to hatred.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
Strong word.
I mean, in the fact that, you know, the Medicaid thing, if he destroys Medicaid,
This new policy change will make it more difficult for those who are working to get access to the actual to this.
Right, but what do we know so far, Pinkwood? I mean,
that one state is actually going through and implementing these new Kentucky.
Yeah,
so
one
down south.
State. One state. Every other person is going, nope. Every other state is going, nope, sorry. You know, and I think the funnier thing is that only one state is going, yeah, we see this as a good thing. And everybody is going,
nope.
Nope, I don't think so.
Not a good idea. Don't stick with it.
Not a good idea.
No.
You know.
Just
it's almost
nope.
Like someone should tell... Someone
all
should
aboard
have,
the nope train.
Yeah. Yeah. And one state on board with the I'm going to kiss Trump's ass. next.
Oh, he can kiss my arse. He can kiss me fucking shot up arse right now.
I mean,
kiss where the sun don't shine.
No. He could try as he might go and see if any state psychologist actually cares about him still. Yeah, I said it.
And didn't the doctor come out saying about how he should get his head checked?
No,
yeah.
Every doctor came out and said.
But yet, in the physical exam, they didn't give him a mental health exam.
But every person
supposedly
said, oh, this makes sense. But also, this makes more sense that you're facing Medicaid. And one state has implemented your plan, and all of the 49 states have said, no, we're good. You know, we're good. We're absolutely good. With everything.
He's so stupid.
Exactly, you know. But he's a human pinata.
Or should be.
No. He already is. You know.
All that fat inside of him. All that candy and all the junk food, so, yeah.
Right. Oh. Human pinata, like
all,
I said.
All those McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
McDonald does love them cheeseburgers.
Especially from McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll give him credit when credit's due. I actually think it's kind of cool when I see, like, rich people just, like, playing it chill and just eating, like, cheap McDonald's
like rich
shit.
People, they're just like rich people. They're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Only with more money.
Yep.
Right.
In a way, yeah, I guess. But also, what's funnier, I think, seeing seeing somebody get, you know, out of the White House, finally, because he's a racist and a bigot, or seeing somebody who doesn't know what to do with the United States and the rest of the world in terms of public diplomacy, and says, oh yeah, I actually know what to do when you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Push the red button. Just end it all.
No.
Just push
no.
the red button. Fuck the planet.
No. Push the staples button. That's what it is.
Yes.
That would
Yeah.
Oh, push the button.
Staples button.
Fast food.
The staples button does nothing.
And that's why I want to push the other big red button. It works from what I hear.
The staples button, all it says is that was easy.
I know. You push the red button, then you push the staples button. You go boop, then you go bam. That was easy.
No. It says bam, that was easy. You say boop, that was easier.
I think it's just better to have a fake button to just do help.
I mean,
not
why?
Do anything.
Yeah, we need to give him a fake Staples button.
Yeah, Yeah. No, the fate.
Give the
set.
Give the satisfaction.
No, just give him the. No, I just say give him the actual stables button and just.
That was
say
easy.
That's the other body.
That was easy.
Just so. Then.
Now, see, here's what I plan on doing. I plan on getting one of those staples buttons, then I plan on going to where Trump is, where his big button is, and then I'm going to push that big button, and then I'm going to push the that was easy button right after that. Problem solved.
I mean, in a way, problem solved, but also, in a way, problem solved. In every other aspect. Every other aspect of how much your ass doesn't matter, but also it matters to the people.
Oh, trust
me, face
this
every
ass,
day.
This ass right here matters. I got
we know
the
it matters.
Book.
We'll get the tranquilizer dots after the show.
My ass feels like it's on fire, man.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Do you want 15 tranquilizer darts in your ass?
That would be terrible.
I'm trying to picture that.
You don't want to
have the tranquilizer stuck in between my.
Trying to picture that.
Let's put it this way. I just really want to sit down, man.
You are sitting down.
No, I'm not.
You're not sitting down.
How am I supposed to sit down with tranquilizer darts in my ass? Hello.
Okay. So, if you're not,
if you're not sitting down.
If I know what?
If you're not sitting down, are you leaning against the wall?
No, I'm just kind of standing straight, honestly.
Yeah.
And then once you're tranquil, you fall asleep. You get all sleepy, and then before you know it, you're asleep.
Right.
That's how.
Yeah. Trust me, man. Shit's a spinning.
Okay. I think it's a good time to exit the bank.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
They run for the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should run.
Yeah.
I can't run.
Run.
Well, then you will slowly walk.
Yes.
Come on, Green Hood.
Oh.
All right. Piggyback ride.
Yeah. You take his left,
yeah.
I'll take his right.
Let's go.
I think we got
locked in again.
Yeah. No.
All right, that was easy.
Yes.
Who's got the staples button?
Yes. That staples button.
We do. Okay.
Yes, we got the staples button.
We got the disabled button.
But you know what? Our staples button actually works.
That was easy.
Not too bad.
That was.
And.
Yes.
Hey,
did
that note.
Did you guys actually
see you on Wednesday? Good night.
Yes. Good night. See you Wednesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, everyone.
Did we actually get the gold?
I think...